This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, Iowa's trade mission to India is paying early dividends as the state continues to build on connections forged during Governor Reynolds' recent visit. Last week, we looked at the broad opportunities between the U.S. and India, and today we turn to the state-to-state level, where Iowa has entered into a new partnership aimed at strengthening ties in agriculture, business, and education. We'll talk more with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg next.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner, now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Iowa Agriculture Secretary Mike Nagg says a centerpiece of the trip was the signing of a partner state agreement with Maharashtra, the home to more than 130 million people and the economic hub of Mumbai. The arrangement marks Iowa and the first U.S. state to officially partner with Maharashtra, opening the door for closer collaboration between the two regions and setting up tangible follow-up steps in the months ahead.
Well, this is really special. Governor Reynolds really led the charge on wanting to create a partner state relationship, a sister state, perhaps is what we called it in the past, partner state today. And it's with Maharashtra, which is one of the large, the city of Mumbai, which is really their economic hub, their financial hub, the second largest state in India by population. You know, you're talking 130 plus million people, and really an economic engine within the country, and an ag state as well, both in terms of imports and exports and production. And so for us, state of Iowa is their first U.S. partner state. And I think that was remarkable. Met with the chief minister, signed the agreement, all that. And I think there's a tremendous opportunity to, at the subnational level, right? We got a lot of things happening between the U.S. and India. What can we be doing Iowa to Maharashtra in terms of linking everything from university to business to agriculture? We see a lot of potential here, and frankly, we came home with several action items that I know will be taken on here just in the coming weeks and months, and I'm really excited about what this relationship can turn into.
That agreement carries even greater weight considering India's long history of protectionist policies. Nagg notes that with hundreds of millions of people still living in rural areas dependent on farming, the Indian government has been cautious about trade and outside involvement in agriculture.
It's got some logic to it, right? A significant percent of their population, let's just say something like maybe 600, 700 million people are in the rural part of India, and the vast majority of them are dependent on agriculture for their livelihood. And so the government pays close attention to policies that how the farm community, how rural communities in India will react. And so that's why they've been really reluctant around trade. But here's the challenge, right? I think they can do both. They can both increase their productivity and profitability for their farmers and work with importers and work with bringing technology in and bringing innovation in, and they can start to address that gap, that food and ag security challenge that they have, that nutrition challenge that they have. I think they can grow both their domestic production and work with people like us, and it can be a good thing for all of the above. So they really have a challenge, though, in trying to reconcile all that. And historically, famously protectionist.
Nagg says the work to follow will focus on translating this agreement into action. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.